Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy, Cass. Chilling down as usual. Got my man, Father Time, with me. Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we doing that work of politics like we always do about this time. Your name?
Hey, how y'all doing?
You know what we doing. It's going down. It's going down. Hey, man, before we get started, before we even get started, man. Hey, dog, guess what?
What?
I got another grandson on the way, man.
For real?
Yeah, man, my daughter just did a gender reveal. Hey, making up for all them girls I have, boy. Here come them boys. Here come them boys,
what's up,
baby.
Man? Which one?
Top. Little mean one.
Man, congratulations, man.
Thank you, that brother. Thank you. Thank you. Feeling good right now. Feeling good. I mean, I was going to be happy either way, boy or girl. But, hey, that like that boy. Hear me, boy. Go get your granddaddy house shoes. You got to cut that
this
grass.
Your second grandson, ain't it?
Yeah, that's what I say. You know, I had all girls. So, you know, for me to get some boys up in here, hey, boy, I said go cut that grass.
Yeah, man, you can pass me up like a motherfucker.
Right. But check this out, y'all. I mean, if anybody just looking, y'all see who I got in the background? I got two of the biggest motherfucking liars y'all ever go for to meet. These two motivational speakers that to my what? This is to my right, I got Steve Harvey, who started the whole think like a man movement. And here, this is Derek Jackson. Am I saying that right? Because I see the Jackson, whatever, however he says his name. Nah. All bullshit aside, this cat right here, I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at him at all. Nah. You know, I seen him caught a lot of flack, he catches a lot of flack. A lot of motherfuckers, you ain't shit. He did all these old self-help videos, and he's supposed to have a book coming out and all this shit. You know, and everybody trying to figure out, well, you know, he got caught cheating.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, I mean, I guess, like I said, once again, my question is, why everybody mad at him?
Because when he, like, preaching against that type of shit? I mean, I don't know who the dude is. I ain't never seen this motherfucker speak or nothing. But from what I understand, ain't that what he was preaching against?
Yeah. But here's my whole thing. You said, now, I mean, this is what I'm talking about, man. Dude, as you can see, you know, I mean, I done seen pictures of him, real muscular guy, you know, nice-looking young man, no homo, you know what I'm saying? I seen one of his videos today. I saw one, and I mean, man, when I say he, I'm not even really sure who the fuck he was talking about, but he towing somebody's ass. I mean, you ain't shit, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. But then, you know, everybody, all these women, you know, oh yeah. See, he a real man. He know how to treat his. He know how to treat a woman. He did the same shit. He did the same shit that he tried to condemn that man about.
Hypocrite,
yeah.
Man. Sound like me. Pop calling the kettle black.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think it's a problem with them telling people. I think there's a way. I don't think you should be coming off like, you know, judgmental, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Because, I mean, how most people with self-help books and stuff, I mean, are you really going to listen to somebody who ain't never been through the shit? You know what I mean? I mean, if you're trying to get help from somebody, I would rather get help from somebody who done been through it that can guide me and understand why I've been through it. But, yeah, if you're going to be judgmental about it and try to judge me over the same shit you done did, that ain't going to help me get past it.
Right, especially when I find out that you still doing the same shit.
Right.
Well,
you
Janine,
still
let
doing
me ask you, are you saying that the speaker dude is being judgmental or the people talking about it? Who are you saying is being judgmental?
Janine.
Are you asking me that question? Oh. I was thinking that's the speaker guy was being judgmental.
Okay. So he judging motherfuckers and he actually doing the same. They probably doing this shit together. He probably was talking about one of his homies.
I don't know, but then, you know, I guess he came on and he telling his wife and all this shit that, you know.
She was really calm. She was really calm in the video I saw.
Okay, my man Ed jumped on here. He said that he contradicted himself speaking against Kevin Samuels.
The football player?
No, that's crazy. Yeah. Not sure who Kevin Samuels is, but I guess that's who he was speaking against. I mean, like I said, I wasn't sure who he was talking about, but he was dogging him, man. You ain't shit, this, that, and other. But like I said, go right back to this son of a bitch right here over my shoulder. Shit, how the fuck y'all don't listen to a motherfucker like these motherfuckers? This motherfucker on his third marriage? How the fuck you going to tell a motherfucker?
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, man. I don't fuck with Steve Harvey. I think he's fake as hell. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, I don't know the dude personally.
Why y'all hating on Steve Harvey, folks? What is Steve
Harvey?
You
know what? And I'm going to tell you, and here's the thing. He's going to be fucked around. He's going to fuck around and be another Bill Cosby. Mark my words. Steve Harvey gonna be another Bill Cosby.
Meaning what?
Cause I mean the way he try to talk to people and look down on shit, man. He need to calm his ass down.
He's an asshole,
big boy, what
man.
Up?
From the stories I read about that dude, I wouldn't fuck with him. You know what I mean? And how you going to take relationship advice? This motherfucker been divorced 3 times. He been divorced more than me. But I'm going to listen to him.
Right.
The fuck out of here. Yeah, I'm going to work on my relationship, so let me listen to Steve. See what he got to say. He's been divorced 3 times.
For real, on some real shit. On some real, real shit, man. Like, you know I love and respect you as a brother, right?
For sure.
Okay. Now, with that being said, man, and like I said, I'm not trying to crack no jokes, but whenever, like, if me and you talking, when we talking about relationships, I listen to you, I hear what you have to say, but I really have to take account of what you're saying. Not to say like you a bad person, because you're not, you know what I'm saying? But what I do know about you is that you move hastily. You move real hastily. You like, you know, it. Something triggers you, bow, you gone. You would take it to the extreme in 2.2 seconds. I mean,
I agree with that.
I'm, right, and so it's like when you say stuff, it's like, is he saying it, you know, because his mind thought the way, if it was him, what he would do right then at that split second, or did he gradually think this out? Because normally when you usually come back to it, is like, all right, well, maybe, you know, maybe I shouldn't have did that fast. But, you know, you do it. So, and it's like, you know, with you doing it like that, I have to sit down and really, like, listen and think, like, okay, is what he's saying, is he saying it? Not, and I don't want to use the word out of anger or anything, but is he saying it, you know, because, you know, he just went on, his mind went there that fast, or, you know, is this a genuine, with 6 months from now, would he be thinking the same way?
Depending on the subject.
I break it down to you like this, man. Let's say, let's say if we was talking about marriage, I would think you would listen to me because I had two failed ones. So I kind of know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Well,
but you can't say
I mean,
that because that's the same thing y'all just said about Steve Harvey. You just said, why would you listen to him and he didn't have
right, I'm kind of thinking I would listen to you.
I mean, so that's the same thing. So, I mean, you can look at it either way. I mean, I think that is how people look at it, like, okay, he has a lot of experience because he didn't went through this three times or two times. So
yeah, but
here's the thing.
Good advice. Go ahead. But see, Steve started this shit before he even started the marriage for the divorces. He started that bullshit. That's why I'm like, okay, wait a minute now. Hold on. This motherfucker. Wait a minute. Did he just get divorced? Wait a minute.
He had already been, hey, this is his third wife he owned, right?
Right.
Yeah, but
with Steve Harvey,
he usually tell you the shit, how to make the shit work. You know what I mean? I ain't going to tell you how to make it work. I'm not, because I don't know. So I can't tell you how to make it work. I can tell you where you fucked up at or where she fucked up at, but I can't tell you how to make it work, so I ain't going to tell you how to make it work. But see, Steve Harvey, that type of motherfucker, he tell you what you need to do to make it work. Well, why you didn't do it? That's my question. I can't tell you how to make a motherfucking marriage work because I ain't never had one that works.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I can tell you what to do to make up for when you fuck up. I can tell you that.
Well, I mean, like I said, I think like sometimes you move a little, you know, you move a little fast. Like, you know, okay, perfect example.
I'll admit that.
Right.
I moved
so it's like,
like I said, if we fuck three times, we together. Period.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, too fast. That is the definition of too fast.
Hey, I move fast. You know what I'm saying? I fall quick, and I fall hard.
Mm-hmm.
If I fall for you, it's hard. You know what I mean? I'm just one of them dudes, you know, I know it's a cliche, but, you know, I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Right.
And
I mean,
can admit
you know,
that.
Okay, like I said. I mean, I would just say it in a sense of, like I said, no disrespect to you. Now, like I said, I wasn't trying to crack no jokes or nothing like that. But, like I said, I would be like, I would be more compelled to listen to Greg, like, you remember Greg and Lisa?
Of course.
Right. I would be more compelled to listen to Greg than you.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Well, see, I should have talked to his ass first.
You know, and
Lisa, as long as they've been together, they've been together at least 30 fucking years.
Right, exactly. You know.
So I would hope you would listen to that motherfucker before me, because he definitely know how to make it work.
Yeah, and that's my point. I'm not gonna listen to a motherfucker that it's gonna be hard for me to listen to a motherfucker that who couldn't make it work. And Steve Harvey, you couldn't make it work three fucking times. Why the fuck am I listening to you?
Hey, man, motherfucker listen to every word he say. Him, motherfucker.
Right, and we're clinging on to that shit. My man, Ed say Steve need to reevaluate his own flaws. He been divorced three times. Ed, I'm with you when you're right, brother.
But he trying to give me advice. Well, this is what you need to do. What I need to do is not listen to your ass.
Exactly.
I need to listen to
and
that couple
like
that's been together for 50 years.
Now this guy here, this guy right here, What's his name? Derrick Jackson?
I don't know dude's name.
I looked at it. I looked at one of them. I couldn't even stomach to listen to the whole goddamn thing. And it's just like, you ran a game. You ran a game. And you still run a game. And I'm not knocking you for it. If you get a motherfucker to listen to you and you get a motherfucker. But then a lot of people say it's a publicity stunt for the book that's coming out. But then I'm trying to think, who going to buy this book again?
Well, but don't he get paid for this for the speaking shit? He get paid for that, right?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody hire him, then yeah, I'm sure he would. But I mean,
what I'm saying is, like, these videos you watching, are they like, is he on stage or is he in the crib?
Nah,
the
one I saw, he was in his car.
Oh, yeah, well, he probably not getting paid, but he must got a lot of fucking listeners.
That he did. He did. He had a bunch of fucking listeners. He did. I mean, he had a bunch of followers. That's why I'm like, okay, I'm really not seeing how this would be a publicity stunt on his behalf. If anything, it's like, all right, motherfucker, we finna fuck you over.
Well, you know, controversy. He could be like, well, you know, this is the shit I talk about in the book. You know what I'm saying? And he got all these listeners. Somebody going to buy the goddamn book. You know what I mean?
It
might not be
no
bestseller list, but I'm pretty sure he got a few motherfuckers buying this book thinking that's the shit he talking about in the book. You know, one of those, like, little tell-all books or whatever.
I'm sure
Steve
Harvey. Steve Harvey didn't think his book was probably going to do that good as well as it did.
Did his book do good?
Well, they turned
sure
it into a movie. Shit. Even if evidently they did well enough to turn it into a movie. Shit. I'm sure he got paid from the movie. So
Think Like a Man was a book first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I didn't know that.
Tell
y'all how much
goodness.
I follow Steve
yeah.
Harvey. I didn't know that. I didn't even know the motherfucker
yeah.
wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two. If I'm mistaken, it was two of them.
Yeah, it was two.
There you go. See, I don't follow none of that shit, man.
That's
all I know
saying.
Is that motherfucker's wife was very, very calm. I mean, she made a couple faces. From the video I saw where he was doing all the apologizing, she made a couple of little faces throughout the video. But I would love to be in that room before that video started when she first found out. I'd love to see her reaction.
But, I mean,
what part
was y'all watching? Like, what were they doing? Like, he was telling her that he had cheated or what? What was actually happening in the video?
The one I saw, they were sitting in the living room, and he was just coming clean to the audience. And he said he had already
right.
talked to his wife about it, but he was coming clean to the audience from the one that I
okay.
saw. They were sitting
okay.
in the living room, and she wasn't saying nothing.
Yeah, but now everybody attacked her. Everybody attacked her for
the wife?
Yeah, everybody attacked her for the way she looked.
Well, I mean, she could have put on some makeup or some shit like that. You know, she could have looked presentable, dog. She looked like she just left the goddamn basketball court.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. She made a video today. Like, that, look, that she don't dress to impress y'all.
Right.
Well, God, well, I mean, you know this motherfucker got all these goddamn followers. They going to be watching. Make yourself look presentable. I mean, that's natural, man. Come on. If you know you're going to do a video shoot, you ain't going to come on that motherfucker in a wife beater and some shorts and some joints with holes in them. You're going to be presentable.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying that if she didn't do all that, it was because they posted. I seen the picture. I'm trying to find it. They posted a picture of the two women that he cheated with, and they had these little sexy ass pictures, and
then they just show her.
Yeah, then they show her
with the bonnet on the head.
Right.
But if you're competing with all these side chicks, shouldn't you be on there looking your best? So motherfuckers be like,
okay,
how the fuck you cheat on that fine motherfucker?
You know what?
But
I wouldn't look at it like that. I mean, of course.
Did you see the picture?
I did see the picture, but I wouldn't.
Did she not look like she just got to run the whole court?
But to me, it ain't about no competition. You know what I'm saying? I would have wanted to look presentable. I wouldn't have just got on there looking like anything, especially if he was about to talk about that. You know what I mean? So that would have been me. But I don't think it's like, okay, I need to compete to look better than whoever he cheated with and all that shit. No, I don't think it should have been about that.
Yeah, but, I mean, you still want to look presentable. That's my whole point.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
people
in the comments talking about she ain't got no bra on, her titties sagging. I'm like, God damn, you remember? And you know
they're
going to watch everything on the fucking TV. They're going to watch it all. And somebody's going
right.
to comment on every little thing about you. You have to expect
right.
that.
Right.
So you come on there looking like that, you got to expect those kind. Motherfucker said her titties were just sagging. She could at least put on the bra. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, they went hard on her. They went real hard on her.
Well, she should have expected that. Yeah, I mean, you purposely got on there looking like that. Nobody blame but himself.
I'm really trying to find her video. Somebody had posted it. I couldn't remember who the fuck posted that video, but she said she wasn't there to try to impress y'all. So
it's not about impressing, man. It's about being presentable. You ain't got to. I mean, I'm not saying put on your little black dress, but damn, put a little makeup on and, you know what I'm saying, comb your hair. I mean, put on a little blazer or something. Titties hanging all the way down to your belly button.
I mean,
that's why
you
cheating.
In my case, what was the purpose of you going live and doing that? Because if that's the case, y'all could have just had a private conversation.
Kirk Franklin. You did the exact same thing Kirk Franklin did.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so, man. He did the exact same thing. Otherwise, I mean, you're not famous like that. Why would it even bother you? You know what I mean? But he got all these fans. He got to come on in and apologize to his fans, just like Kirk Franklin did.
Man, I wish I knew who had that fucking video. I would at least play it so y'all can hear what she had to say.
I don't even think it mattered, man. She was beat down. She was totally beat down. I mean, even he should have been like, baby, put something else on. I mean, baby, come on, man. You going to go live again?
She said it was a beret, not a bonnet. I remember her saying that. Like, I had on a beret, not a bonnet. Like, this is, you know, like she had on some army fatigues in the interview I saw. And she was like, y'all just looking at this as a green shirt. I'm looking at this as I'm being a soldier about my. I mean, she had a lot to say. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, like I said, they ripped at her.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is that one, none of this would have happened if Mr. I know how to stay faithful didn't do what he did.
Well, how did he get caught?
I don't know. I don't think he just confessed. And see, that's the thing, because everybody was like, you know, he You know, because he was sitting there talking all this shit. Like, this dude's been talking hella shit. Like, normally I used to have this stuff queued up, but it just, I don't know. It was just like, I was just like, wow, this shit is really crazy.
I never heard about the dude until you posted that shit.
I see this shit 100 times a day. Now that I'm looking for it, I can't even find it.
It'll be like that.
No, fucker.
Somebody had said something today. We was on something at work, but it was something that at work we was on. But like, just like you going to work, to me, that's his job, especially if he's trying to promote his book or whatever his reason why you would go live. People, you know, do that because they're trying to get more followers because they could be getting paid that way. So to me, when you getting online, that's like a job. I'm not going to get on camera at work, you know, with my hair looking fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With a T-shirt on, you know, and, you know, with some fatigues or whatever. I mean, you're going to look presentable. So, I mean, I kind of agree with that, you know. I'm not saying you got to, you know, be looking like you going out on the town or nothing, but, you know, I'm going to look presentable and at least look professional or something, you know.
Right. Put on a little summer dress or something.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
People that be judgmental, you know, just need to step back because we had this like LGBTQ event today.
You have to expect that stuff, though. You got, when you go live, you got to expect motherfuckers to talk shit about you.
Right.
Okay, I'm not going to play the whole thing in its entirety, but I found some of it. I'll see if I can hear it. Oh, shit, I can't even hear it.
That some of you may have heard, that this chapter of our marriage is one that was preceded and I completely failed. Now, I would say it just started around August, maybe September of last year. But, you know, a lot has been said already about what was the cause and all that other stuff. Some of it is true. Some of it is completely false. But the truth is, and I'm saying it here now, is that Derrick Jackson was involved with other women outside the marriage. And by involved, I want to be clear, I'm not talking about just casually kicking it, maybe a lunch or something like that. I'm talking about as serious as sex, to sexual flirtation and meeting up and that kind of thing. And some things that otherwise may be considered okay by some in terms of like just chatting or checking on people or being checked on by people that I've had a previous encounter with. But without my wife's knowledge of it and with us having a sexual history, all of it falls under the umbrella of inappropriate, cheating, affair, stepping out. Definitely not in alignment with the vows that I took, and definitely not in alignment with the biblical standard of what it means to be faithful, which is the standard that I'm going by now. Now, I'm saying this publicly, not because I'm, you know, married to you guys. First and foremost, I'm accountable to God. Then I have to be accountable to my wife, in which we've already had this conversation. I've already told her literally everything. I've given her basically a roll call list. If I've said hello to a woman in the last 12 years of me knowing her, she knows about it. But now that it's been made so public, it's important that I first off let you guys know I do not stand by those actions. I don't want to encourage anybody to do that. And then secondly, I know that I cannot build a platform preaching certain things, preaching against certain things, and then in my real life live contrary to that for any amount of time or any length of time to any extent and think that I can't be held accountable. You know, the same way that I preach, you know, men and women in this situation need to face consequences of their actions, deserve to be held accountable. Guess what? Derrick Jackson's no exemption. He's not exempt from that. I'm also not a victim. Nobody made me do this. She didn't make me or push me to do it. The next person didn't make me. No friend influenced me. It don't matter how I was raised and what trauma, whatever. Look, I made decisions. I made a series of decisions that I got to account for. There's no excuse or justification. I've already made that bed and have had to lie in it. And now we're finally getting on to the other side personally in our own healing, in our own marital oneness. And now this is being made public to you guys, so we're bringing that forth to you guys.
Hello? Was everybody able to hear?
Yeah, so that was the one with him and his wife was there.
Right, and that.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Okay.
Right, and now everybody was saying, like I just seen women, like, I slide my pussy across a razor before I sit there holding his goddamn hand while he talking about how many women he didn't been with.
Women need to stop. Y'all, they be a, some of them that be way more than that.
Did you want to say anything?
Yes, so I do want to just add that I agree with what he just said. There is no justification for bringing other women into our marriage on any level, and it was unacceptable, and it's not something that I tolerate or that we tolerate moving forward. And when I've been flooded again with messages and these things and about, you know, I need to leave or why haven't I left? And the answer is, when I found out about it, I left. I did not hesitate or waste time to do so. And I stayed gone no matter how many times he came. I stayed gone and stood firm on, I am not coming back. And I did not come back until I seen a shift and a change in his mentality and how he carried himself and how he presented himself and conversations that we were able to have that we had never been able to have in just 12 years.
Okay. Janine, as a woman, how do you feel about what she just said?
I mean, I feel like in anybody's marriage, that's their decision, you know, if she decided to take him back. I don't feel like it's no place for anybody to judge. Hell, some women, hell, they may cheat all the time, and they don't go nowhere. So, I mean, it really depends on that person. And it ain't the right for nobody else to judge and say what you should have done or what you would have done, because That's a lie. A lot of women may not do nothing at all. Some might leave. You know, it just depends on the person. And yeah, and sometimes the man might not even care when you leave anyway, because he probably didn't want you no way. And vice versa with the woman. The woman might not have wanted the man no way. So like I said, every situation is different.
Okay, I respect that answer. I'm just saying the way that, you know, everybody's like, oh, my God, she got to be the stupidest motherfucker ever. What the fuck? Like, you know, like, I mean, it just got bad. Hell, it got bad to the point where I was like, well, damn, I feel bad for her.
You know, it's surely funny how people skip over all the shit they done did to get to what somebody
you know
else
did. You know what? And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, because simply because of this, you know, I could sit here and I could, you know, me and my guys, she love him. Hell, okay, Strick, I feel you. Said she love him. Okay, I feel you on that. Now, here's my thing. I'm like, okay, you know, like. Let's just say, for instance, we use us three for an example. Now, I'm going to sit there and validate everything that I say. All right, dog, you shouldn't, man, fuck that, man. She acting like that, this, that, and other. But in my mind, I think all three of us, and anybody that's listening also, in your mind, for that one time, that they validating you, or you might have a legitimate reason to be upset that particular time. Mm-hmm. You know, in your mind, especially if y'all in a true relationship, you know, for that one time that you're right, you could think of 3-4 times right off the bat just where you done pissed him or her off to that point too.
Right.
You know, so it's just like, you know, I think people just be looking, you know, I don't know. I just like people just look for validation to just do shit instead of just saying, all right, situation happened, let's handle it. You know, I mean, that, like she said, she chose to leave. You know what? And if she chose to leave and never came back, that was on her. That was totally on her. I mean, that's what she wanted to do. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't knock. If she stayed grown, all right, that was on her. If she came back, once again, that's on her. Everybody, but like you said, motherfuckers, I was so quick to talk about you stupid, but shit, you over there planning the motherfucking trip with you, your kids, and his other baby that he had on you because he's such a good dad. I don't so want that bullshit.
And love is deeper than that. You know, if people can just, you know, if people could turn it off just like that, then hell, it you know, a lot of people wouldn't be together. If it was so simple, like everybody's trying to make it out to be. It's not that simple.
I get it, shit. Love is full of twists and turns and ups and downs, shit. Yeah, your good days, your bad days. Some day I wonder if I get away with killing this bitch. And some day, hey man, I can't see my life without her. Or, you know, it's just you just have those days. You know, I mean, I'm not tripping. Like I said, I mean, yeah, he fucked up. But and granted, we probably wouldn't even be on his ass at all if he wasn't, you know, doing what he was doing, you know, with all this old self-help. And like I said, I mean, maybe we both dumb to the fact timer, but I never even knew who the fuck he was until he got caught cheating.
Me neither, but I will. I do disagree with both of y'all as far as
about the sure you would.
About what?
Love.
What about love?
Y'all were talking about love, right? Love is, you know, you got your ups, your downs, and so forth. But love, real love, should not cause me pain.
That's not true. And if you think you
out your motherfucking mind.
You out your you is crazy. If you don't think love causes you pain.
I say love, real love shouldn't cause me pain.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm
but,
saying? If we truly in love and you out there cheating on me, that's causing me pain. So how the fuck are you going to say you love me?
To air as human.
As my girl say, love should have brought your ass home.
I mean,
why would
okay,
I want
so,
to love a motherfucker that's going to cause me
okay,
pain?
Okay, so is that your... Oh,
you know
hold
what I'm
on.
Saying?
Well, let me ask you this. Is that your only definition of pain? Is it she cheat on you? Can you handle everything else?
Of course not. I'm just using it in that context. But that
okay.
because
and okay,
that's
okay.
How y'all,
let's
y'all,
take
that's
the,
how y'all define love and pain. So I just put
okay,
it together.
So what,
and love shouldn't cause
okay, let,
that type
let's
of
take,
pain.
Let's take cheating out of the equation. Let's put cheating off the board. What else would be pain? What would be pain that you saying love wouldn't cause?
Shit, it's a whole bunch of them out there. I mean,
okay, give me a call.
You constantly lying to me. Why are you putting me through all that bullshit? But you love me, but you're constantly lying to me. But you love me. And I got to deal with your lying because y'all say that's a part of love. You got your ups
and
your downs.
So when you do things.
That makes no
so
sense
when
to
you
me.
Do, but when you do things that make her upset, are you? Do you think you're doing them on purpose, or maybe that's just the way you are? You don't think you ever do anything that caused her pain?
I won't say pain. I might make her
how
get
do
upset.
You know?
She might get upset with
okay.
me.
Okay, well that
but
might
hurt
upset. That's
pain. Pain.
That's
two different words. That's
that
two different emotions.
No, it's not.
Wow,
no, it's
dog.
Not.
You really are chauvinist.
No, it is not. She may be just as hurt as if you were, you know, as if you did go out and cheat. And it may not be something that you felt that you did that was, you know, that bad. But to her, that caused her hurt and pain. So everybody does something. Ain't nobody going to be perfect where it's just like, okay, because it might just be that's just who we are. There are certain things that may be just in us, and maybe it don't be intentional that we try to hurt you, you know, but sometimes it happens. But it's what you do after that. It's when you acknowledge what, you know, that you hurt that person or that you caused that person pain, and then you move on from that and you heal from that and you apologize and, you know, and you do things to make it better. But ain't nothing ever going to be perfect. Like, you ain't never going to cause this person pain just because you're in love with that person.
Well, let's just agree to disagree. I don't want to love a motherfucker that's going to cause me pain. I just, me personally, I'm just me speaking. I don't want to be in love with a motherfucker that's just going to cause me pain. I don't.
You are a narcissist.
Call it what you want.
No,
I'm pretty sure ain't
any
motherfucker that think like that.
Hold on before you start.
Hold on before you start. We got quite a few people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. Okay, go ahead and get your attack on, man.
I mean, no, it ain't an attack, dog. I'm just saying, like, you just sat here and said that she might not be hurt, but, you know, you don't know that. How do you know? How do you know how she feels?
Come on, man. You've been in enough relationships to know when you cause a motherfucker pain.
Hold on, dog. I've been in enough relationships to know that sometimes I can be a jackass and I can overlook shit that shouldn't been overlooked. But now, if you sitting here telling me, all bullshit aside, if a motherfucker told you what you did hurted me, and in your eyes you felt like you shouldn't have been hurt by what I did, you really just gonna leave it at that, or like, or you really gonna feel like, nah, you really ain't hurt?
I wouldn't play it like that. Okay,
yeah,
let me explain to you, man. First of all, hurted is not a word. Okay. Second of all. If she told me that I hurt her, then of course I wouldn't try to do that again. I'm not going to just let it go. I'm going to recognize the fact that what I did hurt her, and I'm not going to try to do that anymore. I'm going to try my deepest powers not to hurt her anymore, because I'm not with you to hurt you. I'm with you to love you. I'm with you to grow old with you. I'm not trying to hurt you. If I'm hurting you, tell me, then I won't do that anymore, because that's not my job.
I understand.
I'm not trying
to do that. I understand what you're saying, but you did it. But you've already done it. So you're making it seem like you would never, like someone would never be able to hurt you, and like you couldn't move on from that. What if she did that and she say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to try to do better. I'm not trying to hurt you either.
I'm cool with that. But as long as we trying to work it out, I'm cool with it. I'm not going to, as long as you don't hurt me, I'm not going to hurt you. If you hurt me,
what I'm saying is, you just said you could hurt somebody, but you would just try to do better next time. So what I'm saying is, you're never going to be in a relationship where you never, ever hurt someone. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, you can make it better and try not to do that again after you see that hurt that person, but that's all I'm saying.
I'm agreeing with you 100%. But like my original statement, fuck that. I'm going to let it go. Got my goddamn head spinning. I'm just saying, I don't want to love a motherfucker that's going to continue to put me through pain. I just don't. I'd rather be by myself. especially if
you
talk about
you got that
I know the shit that you're doing hurting me, and you still doing it, why the fuck am I going to be with you? That makes me a dummy.
I mean, that's your preference.
I mean, you choose to be by yourself.
Hold on for a second, man. Janine, if you tell me, you come to me, you say, hey, look, you really hurt my feelings. You hurt me when you keep doing this, and I don't stop. But because you love me, you're going to stay with me, right? You're gonna keep suffering that same pain because you love me. That's what you just said, right? Hello?
What I said is it's going to depend on the person and the situation.
But if I'm steady doing the same thing.
All right, but, okay, I mean, can I interject just one second, man? I like I said, like certain people had nasty little habits that.
True that.
That just it just happens. You know what I'm saying? It might irritate you and hurt. It piss you off and all that shit, and it takes you to the other end. Like, every time that person do it, it takes you to the other end. But that's just a nasty little habit that they have. That's something that they've been doing from day one.
Smoking.
Okay. All right, smoking, if you want to use smoking. But now, let me ask you this. Okay, if you want to use smoking, if someone left you because they told you they didn't want you to smoke no more, what would you say? You know I was smoking when you met me, right?
Fuck with me because of smoke. That's normally what I would say. That's normally
right,
what I would say.
But this thing, but the smoking thing is really driving the wedge between y'all.
Yeah, I mean, and let's just use like some reasons, like. Maybe the smoke is bothering her or it's causing her problems, you know? And so now she feel like, okay, she's telling you this is causing me problems. So you actually causing me, you know, I'm suffering from you smoking.
Now, are you talking about health problems?
Yeah, like let's say I got asthma real bad and stuff, but you constantly continue to be smoking around me.
If you had asthma, I would truly try to stop. I would tell you, I'm going to try to stop. I'm going to give it my best effort.
But you don't.
But
I just say you don't. Now,
we
you probably
going
to
work out. And let's say you really tried. You really tried to stop. It's not, like, you really took it to heart, and you really tried, but you got, you know, you started back up again. Should I hate you for that? Should I be like, oh,
I don't think you should hate me.
I got to leave him. I got to leave him because, you know, he just doing whatever he wanted to do.
But, you know, I can't blame you for that, though. If you left, I can't blame you for it. I can only blame myself. I fucked that one up. I should have tried harder. I can't blame you for leaving, so I wouldn't hold that against you. You have to do
what
you got to do for your health.
That's true, but there are certain situations where, as each person looks at it, is that really something serious enough to leave that person over? Sometimes we got to look at it, is that something that I could deal with or if it's something I cannot deal with? That's what people look at. You know, if it's something like you said, maybe it's something you may not have been able to deal with, but maybe that person was able to deal with that. Maybe the love for them was greater than going through that. And so they decide to stay.
Well, they give you a solution. Well, baby, can you go smoke outside? Can you smoke on the porch? Can you not smoke in the house?
I can do that. I've done that.
All right, but hold on. Now, that would be in a relationship where you said, all right, well, I love you enough to say, right, I'm going to try to work with you because I see that this is a problem that you got that you just can't let go.
But that don't take away from the fact that I feel that you love me and that I
love
you.
Right, but it's just like
that shouldn't take away from
you. Keep doing it, so I see that you can't stop it. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop.
Right.
Now, which one would you rather your woman do? Say, baby, can you just, like, if you feel like you got to smoke, can you just go on the porch or outside or in the car or wherever? Or, you know what, I asked you to do this, you wouldn't do it for me, so therefore you don't love me no more, so I'm leaving your ass.
Of course I'm going to take the first scenario. All right,
so this is what I'm trying to tell you. Life is all about, it's all about a compromise. See, everything ain't black and white. Like, it's either your way or no way.
You talking about me?
I'm just saying in general. I mean, that's how you coming off, like, okay, you hurt me, so I'm leaving. Because that's why let's take cheating off. No, you never said nothing about, oh, this is what your words was. You keep doing the same thing to hurt me, so why the fuck should I stay? I mean, okay, that's why I said let's take cheating off the table. If other things, I mean, like, you would want somebody to compromise with your smoking.
But okay, let you in a little secret. Now, I will compromise anything except cheating.
Okay, we took that out of the equation, but I
said that because that's what we were talking about when I said that. But anything else, I can compromise with you. I have no problem with that.
If she lie, like you said, lying. Like, if she lie, that is over.
I never said that. I said if you constantly lying.
Oh.
If you just steady lying, just telling me to lie after lie after lie, then, yeah, I got a balance because now I can't trust you.
Right,
but you can ask any female that I ever dated. First thing I say, if you feel the need that you have to cheat on me, we can just break up. I tell every female I ever dated that. And we can call them right now and ask. That's the first thing I say, man. I cannot deal with that shit. I can't handle that, man, because I give you everything I got. And then for you to go out and fuck around on me, I can't deal with it. That's just me personally. I can't deal with that shit. I'd rather not fuck with you because I told you up front, if I'm not doing what you want me to do, if I can't satisfy you in the bedroom, then just let me know.
It ain't even always about satisfaction in the bedroom. See, I think maybe y'all pride makes y'all feel like that, but it don't always be about that.
Another reason is
for companionship. Sometimes the woman is just looking for a companion, somebody to actually just be with and hang around with, and it happens or something like that. You know, maybe the person could work a lot of. I mean, I'm just giving different reasons. It could be anything.
You know what? I'm gonna give you one, dog. Like, that happened to me, and it was told to me. Like, it was my attitude. My attitude was too like you. I give you every fucking thing you want. What reason you have to cheat on me? I gave you everything, but the one thing. You said what?
She cheated because of your attitude? That was her reason to cheat?
No, I mean, dog, and I'm going to be honest with you. Me? Yeah. Looking back at it, I would have cheated too. I mean, yeah, I paid the bills. I gave you money whenever you wanted it. But, dude, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I was not an intricate part of that life. I wasn't. I felt like that. I pay bills. I pay all the bills. I give you money when you want to. I give you whatever you want. But I could do whatever the fuck I want when I want how I want. I'm the man of the house. Look, you ain't wanting for nothing. What you mad about? Didn't give her the one thing she wanted. Me.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, each his own, man. Each his own. I don't think that's a good enough reason.
I mean, like you said, each his own.
I mean, and I'm not saying that that's an excuse. We're just saying that's sometimes the reason. It don't be that significant like,
yeah,
some,
just
people,
it's not always,
like some people think it is.
Right, it's not always, ooh, I just wanted to go fuck. It wasn't. He didn't put it down in the bedroom. He didn't. He wasn't.
Right.
He wasn't that. You know, it was just like shit. That was just it. I wasn't being the man that I should have been. Shit, I was too busy running around with you.
Hey, man. I mean, you know, me personally, man, I can't deal with that shit because this is how I think. If I find out, we talk about it, you say the shit ain't gonna ever happen again and whatever. But as time go by, it's just gonna make me angrier and angrier. And now I can't trust you because every time you leave the house, my fucking mind is wondering.
Right.
Because I know you know already done it, so how I know you ain't out there doing it now? You know what I'm saying? And then that anger is just going to build up in me. Because I ain't going to never forget.
Right.
I mean, I understand that, dog. I mean, I'm not sitting here acting like, you know, I mean, okay, it's cool to cheat. Nah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, bro. Trust me, I do. All I'm saying is that, you know, everything don't lead to cheating. That's all I'm saying. Is that, you know, and then it's a lot of things that we don't look at as being deal breakers that really do be deal breakers in women's eyes. I mean, you know, we do a lot of fucking up. You know, I know me. I get tunnel vision a lot. Like, dude, if I get to thinking real hard about this show or the cartoon or the movie, I get straight tunnel vision. Motherfucker got to reel me back in because I want it so bad. And not to say that that's not saying that the motherfucker won't understand that you want it that bad and the motherfucker feel like, all right. But you kind of lose track of shit. You lose track of what, you know, okay, this, that, and other. Well, shit, you should be able to. My mind frame is, damn, you should be able to understand what I'm trying to do. And some cases that should be, in some cases I need to say, okay, you know what, let me quit early. Let me stop. Let me take a day off of doing this. But I know me. I get tunnel vision.
Like me, I already know. I hear people talk about me all the time. Like I'm on a different spectrum. Like, as a woman, I don't have that where I feel like if I see him have sex with another woman, that it bothers. It does not bother me. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from. You know, shit like that. You know what bothers me more? If he's is closer to a woman as friends than he is with me, that will bother me. It's not even about the sex. It's about, are you communicating with somebody more than you are with me? Or are you, you know, are you starting to, you know, are y'all becoming closer or friends or something like that? I feel like I should be your best friend.
All right, wait a minute. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
T.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Now, why you say that?
Hey, T. How you doing?
Hello. Why you say it like that?
I don't know. I'm drunk. Don't
tunnel vision, huh?
Tunnel vision. I get tunnel vision. I'll be the first to admit that. I be wanting it so bad that I just, that's the only thing I'm focused on.
Nah, I just been listening. And me personally, I've gotten out of the thing of calling a woman stupid, especially when it comes to her relationship with a man. And that's because I may have one area of my relationship on lock, and we good in that area, but we struggling like a motherfucker over here, and you got that area on lock. So I've kind of stepped back from calling women stupid, because one thing I know about a woman is we love harder than men. So we're more likely to accept a woman loves harder than a man.
We're more likely
to accept bullshit than y'all will. Just like a woman a deal with a man on drugs hoping that he'll get better, but a man ain't going to deal with a woman that stay out there on drugs. Because for number one, he got his pride, and women get out there and do certain things for drugs. You know, because I personally been in a situation like that.
Okay.
You know
what I'm saying?
I just think that, you know, everybody got their own line that.
Right. Yeah, what your
you cross
are.
And it's done.
Right.
But it may be a different reason. Because I just feel like, again, a woman love harder than a man. So women gonna take you back from cheating shit. I done it several times. And didn't leave. But also when I decided enough was enough, it wasn't nothing you could say or do to make me stay.
Okay, I mean, I can agree with some of the stuff you just said. You actually surprised me.
I don't know, Father Time said like he love hard, you know. After three dates or whatever, he in love. He falling hard.
He sexually encountered y'all in the relationship.
I ain't going to say all that, 3 days we in love and all that, but you could be with somebody 3 years and they still a total stranger.
Okay, I want to get it right. Time, you say y'all had sex 3 times, y'all go together, right? Fuck you, though.
I don't know, did we lose?
He done disappeared. Well, I guess he did hang up, did he? Okay, well, I guess he did.
Did he hung up?
Yeah, I don't think.
Maybe he got disconnected.
Yeah, maybe. All right, well, T. 3 sexual encounters.
See. No, I ain't gonna say all that because everybody you date don't get none, at least for me.
Right.
And shit, what is some that, I don't know. Because, yeah, I'm kind of like from the old school when it comes to relationships. I ain't that easy to just jump in the sack with somebody. So you sure never got to date me, date me.
Ain't nobody going to be waiting no 10 years for them little cookies.
Ain't nobody say wait 10 years, but you ain't getting it on no first date either. You ain't got to wait 10 years.
I heard women know within the first 5 minutes if they going to fuck you or not. Is that true?
No. Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me. All right,
Janine, what about you? Do you know if you're going to fuck them or not within the first 5 minutes?
Some men I have, yeah. I can say that. Not everybody, but some men I have said that. And then sometimes I didn't do it. I mean, it just really depends on, you know, sometimes the man over
himself and he fucked it up. You actually fucked him like that first. I'm just saying you just know you want to.
Certain men.
Certain motherfuckers, he done snuck into the bus. God damn, I done wind up a gay this nigga. He wasn't even supposed to get none. He done talked me out.
He done had a good conversation.
How the
fuck we get in the bed
together?
Right,
man. Slick talking. Yeah, he done had to pull off some show enough shit. He got some good tricks in his bag. Within the 5 minutes, if I'm like, yeah, I'm finna fuck the shit out you. You got some good
I've been hearing that ever since I was a teenager. Like I said, not to say that y'all did it, like, okay, I'm fucked, but it's like, okay, yeah, I want to, or nah, I don't want to. I mean, I ain't saying that everybody do it, like, okay, bam. This motherfucker, I'm just tripping. This motherfucker just straight disappeared.
Well, I wouldn't say, because I still got to get to, the first 5 minutes, I don't even really know you. So I don't know if because it's, you could be fine as fuck, got swag like a motherfucker, but it's something about you that turned me the fuck off.
But see, sometimes it depends on if I have a conversation with you. Now, if I see you and I be like, oh, damn. You know, yeah, I can look at the motherfuckers like, oh, damn, yeah, he's somebody I want to get with. But then
he can get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But then he might open
but
the door.
But you still
want to
get to know him?
Okay, so
I'd be like, oh, fuck that.
All right, so, okay, what if he didn't? What if in that 5 minute radius, he said, everything he said just turned you the fuck on? I'm going to address this one to T. T, everything he said just turned you the fuck on. Everything.
Okay. So you saying he'll be like...
No, I'm saying you said he don't... I don't know him or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, this dude is turning you on mentally and physically.
No, I'm going to still hold you out. I'ma still hold out on you. I am. I'ma still hold out on you to see if it's me or my pussy that you want. I'm sorry. I am.
Okay, I understand. I just asked the question.
Cause see, I am a emotional.
All right, but then let's be realistic. let's be realistic. The first 5 minutes. The first 5 minutes is all physical. Our mentals ain't connected like that yet. First 5 minutes is definitely a physical attraction.
Right.
Now, we can build up on that on to get into somewhere else, but you know just like I do, the first 5 minutes, I'm not going to even sit here and there ain't no motherfucker going to get on this show and say, oh, first 5 minutes, I knew I was in love with you. No. You know, your hormones was running crazy after you seen her, and then you got to talking and she got to talking, and it just made you even more sexually aroused by being, the truth is the truth.
Right.
But, you know, I'm just saying, and I understand you say you don't go on the physical, you go on the mental. I get that.
Yeah. I mean, because not saying it was in 5 minutes shit, you know. You think you physically attracted to a motherfucker giving some ass and be like, I should have kept my pussy because that shit there.
Right.
And it happens a lot. I mean, you know, it happens more than what, you know, because all guys think they dick is dynamite, but it ain't.
Well, I mean, then, okay, we can say the same thing about women down there. Everybody think they dick
yeah,
is
I ain't saying that, but you really,
rainbows.
But I mean, the newer age women, the new generation, yeah, they all think they got that wop, just like it's weak dick is weak pussy, you know, but from the generation I'm in, you don't really hear a lot of women walking around talking about how good their pussy is. That's new women.
Yeah, y'all used to do it too.
No.
Yeah. Maybe not you personally.
No.
But hey, I grew up in your generation. Yes, the fuck y'all did.
No. I mean, you
know what?
Was you in high school when I was there?
Okay, T, I was okay. What I think?
I mean, you saying you grew up in my generation, but still, I mean, was you in? I mean, because we didn't.
Okay, I was a
when
freshman.
When I was coming up in school, we didn't. We were taught differently. A lot of us was taught differently.
And you know what I used to hear?
So we didn't walk around saying how good. No, we didn't.
Can I finish? Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. Now, this was the words that, and I'm not saying you per se, but your generation, well, our generation, because I don't know, now all of a sudden you're trying to act like you're so much older than me now.
No,
but okay.
I'm just saying, because I don't remember you from school. So I think people from my generation, I remember them from school. I don't remember you from school.
T, so I mean, you what, 2-3 years older than me? T, you not? I mean, we still in the same generation.
Okay.
What
my
generation
still
year by year?
People in my age group women was taught differently than women today.
Okay, I understand women was taught differently, but
so we didn't walk around bragging about, oh, we got that.
Man,
good,
I used to hear,
well,
I used to hear,
yo,
I used to hear. Let me put this out there. I used to hear your generation. Oh boy, I drown you. That was the thing that y'all said. Y'all said that.
No, I ain't never heard nobody say that.
I ain't never heard a woman say, boy, I drown you, or no girl, or nobody.
I
need people on here. I need some people on here to click in, because I know damn well.
Well, please
man,
click
shit.
In, people, because I ain't heard that.
Shit, motherfucker. Oh, I'll drown your little ass. Drown me. What the fuck? Hey, because here's the funny part about it. I was younger, so I'm like, drown me. What the fuck she talking about? Like, okay. I didn't know what the fuck it even meant.
But really, men brag on their sex more than a woman does.
Yeah, all
right. They don't.
I think it's neck and neck. I think women talk more shit than men.
No.
Y'all got a song out called WAP. Really?
Yeah, I said women of today.
That's the new
stuff. I said women today. Women are women that's my age and older. They did not, that's something that we wasn't represented of back then. Now it's more acceptable because times have changed.
The only thing we represented was freakiness. The only thing we were representing is freaks. What was the song we had? I was Adina Howard. And she was just talking about being a freak.
Nah, look, really, to be honest with you, hell, I thought, look, really, to be honest with you, before I really learned the words, I thought Salt and Pepper was saying that they pussy was real good. But then I'm like, oh, they saying pussy.
What you think pussy was? What the fuck you think pussy was? Come on now. Y'all know damn well pussy wasn't talking about no damn dance craze.
They were talking about pussy.
Nah, he has been. He just he texted me. He has a business to take care of.
Oh. Okay.
We right. don't know what the meaning of that song was. We just saying we wasn't putting it out there. I definitely wasn't putting shit out there. For
no, we was not raised
was
like that. This the new era of a woman
ridiculous.
To get out here and talk about her. Cootie cat. The most vulgar we had was Tonight Is the Night.
Man, now, whoa.
By Betty Wright.
Now, your old ass ain't talking about no cootie cat. You can't even get your old ass in here talking about no cootie cat.
Hey, I got to cut it with
grown.
My kids. I got to cut it when I walk past my kids.
Well, okay. I'm about to say, now we grown now. We can't, we adult.
I gotta cut it when I'm walking past my kids. They ain't ready for the pussy yet.
Okay.
They almost
probably
there, but they ain't ready yet.
But hold on, we gonna do something right quick. Let me try this.
Hey. I used to cut up off that song too, by the way.
I'm sure you did. I'm just going to hit some of these lyrics. I'm looking at the video.
Ooh, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby.
Band back to ride. Get up on this. All right, so. Now, if anybody remember this video, the dance they was doing.
Because they fell back and pumped up in the air. That still don't mean they talking about they pussy.
You really believe that?
Yeah.
Now they on the ground pumping each other. Now wait a minute, y'all. Only the sexy people.
So they're
talking about dance. Working up Let's wait a minute now. Hold on now. They said let's show the fellas that we know how to become number one in a hot body show. What the fuck is that?
That don't mean that they talking about they cootie.
Yeah, look, if you gotta keep on saying these old, you go in your room and close the door. I'm so tired of hearing about Winky and Cootie and all that. Come on now. Shit, we grown now.
I can say Cootie, shit.
You're going to drop my ratings talking this cootie shit.
I ain't going to drop your ratings talking about it. Sex sales.
Cootie.
We talking about sex, goddammit.
The motherfuckers don't know when you talking about cootie. Cootie.
They know. Trust me, they done say it all type of... They done say it all, said it all type of ways. Can't always say pussy.
Say it one more time. Go ahead, say it one more time. Yes, you said pussy. We sound like five.
Shut up.
That sweet Saturday pussy.
Right.
All I'm saying is that everybody did it. Every generation. Now, this generation, I will give y'all that. This generation is just, I mean, like I said, shit.
They off the chain.
They got, like I said, you got a song called WAP. Like, wow. Like, damn.
I mean, but here, why you think they crazy? We had musical substance at least. I mean, we had music that we could turn on and uplift us. They don't have that.
Okay. All right. Now, that I can agree with. I can agree with that. Now, I know a lot of people, a lot of young people that probably listen to the show probably listen to them old motherfuckers. But, I mean, I think we were multicultural. I think we had,
we had better teachers. I'll put it that way. We had better teachers.
I mean, we had conscious rap. I mean, for those who liked it, that was into that, the Public Enemy and all that. If you was into that, I mean, cool, not a problem. We had gangster rap, N.W.A., Easy, Ice Cube. I mean, shit, that was my genre. That's what I like to listen to. You had the story.
We had rap you can dance to.
Right. You had everything. But now all of it right now, there's no variety.
Now it's money, sex, drugs. Money, sex, and drugs. That's all they talk about.
Man, you're right. Now you get no argument out of me on this one. This one you get no argument out of me on. Because it's like, ain't nobody poor. Ain't nobody struggling. Ain't nobody came from poverty, nothing. Everybody just rich, drinking motherfucking top flight shit.
Right. Do say
doing
it's strong and smoking all the good herbs.
Right, shit. We had that little yellow pack.
And they think they smoking some shit now, but we used to take a roach and be high all motherfucking day. But they've got all this old shit that got names to it.
And here's the thing about it. Our shit wasn't chemically, we didn't have to, that shit was just group. That shit wasn't, they motherfuckers wasn't spraying all them chemicals on this shit neither.
Right.
These motherfuckers,
look,
they don't even
know what
the fuck
they
eat.
And we could eat even if we didn't smoke. I've heard several young people like, I can't eat if I don't smoke no blunt. What the fuck you mean you can't eat? So if you don't smoke no blunt today, you ain't going to eat?
Right. You know what? There's a lot of them like that. I got a little family members like that. Got to eat to have an appetite. Got to eat to have an appetite.
But damn, so once you eat, well, they don't, I guess. What about when you get the munchies? Fuck that, huh?
But you know what? They don't even get the munchies like we used to.
I see.
They don't. My girl said they all sound the same. Yes, they do. I am so for real. They do not like okay, now T, me and you keep disagreeing about a lot of things, but I think me, you, and Jadine can agree on this one. I ain't talking about you, Frankie. Cause say he stop smoking. But if we smoke some weed that we had, that shit had you so hungry. You knew you had to have some extra money because you knew you had to go. I mean, because you couldn't walk in the house high. You couldn't walk in the house eating up all the shit. You're going to get your ass whooped. But this shit that they smoke now, like, I've never seen motherfuckers sit there and smoke. And, like, like you just said, I've seen motherfuckers smoke 6, 7, 8 blunts. God damn. Like you said, you get a roach, hit that motherfucker a couple of times, you hide a motherfucker all day.
Mm-hmm. All day, literally.
And don't have a whole joint. Don't fuck around and
you ain't gonna smoke
stole
the
one
whole
of your
joint.
Cousins or your uncle's joints. Shit.
You ain't gonna
right.
smoke the whole joint. You gonna put that shit out and save it for later.
Man, so yeah, I agree with you. So I mean, I don't know. Maybe they smoke so much that their tolerance didn't built up. But see, we didn't smoke all day.
No, because we had things to do. They have nothing to do. We had shit to do. Even if we made up a game, spin the bottle, catch a girl, kiss a girl, all this old kind of shit. We had shit to do. They don't.
Right. I mean, shit. I
recreation.
I saw one of my little cousins.
He had shit to do.
I saw two of my little cousins. Them motherfuckers got up, rolled weed, smoked weed all day. I know for a fact. They smoked at least 6 to 8 blunts that day. I'm like, God damn. I guess this is my question. Do the weed, once again, T, like you said, that weed would make us high all day. Do the weed keep you high like it used to now?
Nope.
So you on the weed
nope.
like crack now. You only going to stay high for about an hour.
Nope, it sure don't. Nope, it don't keep you. It don't keep you. Every now and then you run into some shit that's like from the old school. Even with all this old shit out now, jungle fever and all this old bullshit, that shit only gonna keep you high for a certain amount of time.
All right,
and then you smoking again.
Didn't you say not only 7 blunts, but they pop pills with it too. Shit.
Right.
Not too much.
And drinking.
Not too much.
I don't know if they drinking lean still, but they doing all kind of shit, too.
I see
edibles. Shit. We didn't have edibles to eat. If you ate some, you ate the raw weed. We didn't have cookies and brownies and gummy bears and suckers and shit.
Now, you know what, man?
It.
I swear, one time I had another cousin, and it was funny. Because they had this shit coming like in little candy wrappers now. Like, this shit comes in little candy wrappers. Like, I'm like, man, that shit smells like that shit. Man, that shit smells just like cotton candy. Mm. I don't know if I want no weed to smell like cotton candy. I want my weed to smell like weed. I don't know. I mean, maybe I just got old shit, but. I don't want no weed to smell. I mean, I'm looking at it, and then
the quantity that you get compared to back in the day, you know, shit, for $10, that brown bag used to be stuffed. That brown envelope would be stuffed for $10. What? Shit, you could barely get a gram now. All
right, Frank say, LOL, it gets you high. Niggas just stay chasing a good high like crack. That okay, Frank, you just proved my point. So you chasing a high like a crackhead. See, back then, you hit that bitch 3 or 4 times. Shit. Your boy hit it. Shit.
And then you know
hey,
once
y'all.
You cough, your ass was really high. Off
right.
Back in the day, once you cough, shit, you through the moon then.
Hold on. That one girl say, she say the names be killing me. Train wreck, gorilla glue, shit crazy. You know what? Yeah, they do that. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? motherfucker told me these Girl Scout cookies. I said, they what? Oh, they were just like Girl Scout cookies.
Wedding cake, birthday cake.
Girl Scout cookie? They named weed Girl Scout cookies.
Thin mints.
Man. We done got old, y'all. We done got
look,
old.
Look, shit, they could go to the store and get they shit now in places where it's legal. Like when I went to Vegas, they gave me the list, and I was like, what the fuck? I was in that motherfucker for like 2 hours just looking at the list like, I don't know what the fuck to get. So I go, what's your best seller? Shit, because I don't know nothing about all this shit.
So did you try any of
it? You got the shit you can drink. You know, you got the liquid shit. They just got.
Damn, I'm about to say shout out to, I ain't going to say his name, but my dude got that liquid shit. I'm about to say his name, like, damn. Damn, I caught myself. But, yeah, that shit,
oh, he
man.
He said he got that up. Shit, huh?
Man, mm-hmm. I took a swallow of that shit. Oh, my gosh. Shit. Yeah, okay.
Now, see, I had it was in, like, a tube, like a medical tube. Like, I had some, I can't think of the name they call it.
Like a little plastic.
Like a tube.
Bottle.
Yeah, and mine was in, like, this tube. And you broke the thing, the seal-like thing, to get it open, and you drink it, it didn't taste like shit. It didn't taste like nothing. I didn't have no taste, like just drinking water, like. But then it seemed like about 45 minutes later, I was riding around Vegas, and shit just got real black. I was like, I can't see a motherfucking thing. I was like, I can't see shit.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. No, that, I don't want that type of high.
Yeah, see, I was like, I don't want no more of that. Because I don't like shit that make me where I can't function and be alert.
Well, see, I'm going to tell you now. I'm not an avid weed smoker. Even when I was smoking weed, I I'm going to tell you, I got to be around people I love. I cannot just be in a club or just around motherfuckers. I get paranoid. I'm not going to even lie to you. I'll be the first to tell you, I get paranoid in a motherfucker. Okay, we smoke. I get paranoid as hell. I'm looking at everyone.
It depends on the situation.
If you, like, okay, let's just say if I'm around my family and all that and I hit it, then I'd be laughing and playing all night. But if I go to a club, shit, where my pistol at? Nah, that motherfucker kept looking at me. I remember him from somewhere. Mm-mm. I can admit it. I know. I get paranoid. So if I smoke weed, I got to be around a motherfucker that I love, that I know love me.
Nowadays, everybody got to be around it. Somebody you love, because they putting shit on shit. And so everybody got to be, nowadays, shit, you should be around people you love and care about, because.
See, now my girl said
how about your damn self?
That's why I Dini, see, she said the same thing. That's why I quit, that paranoid shit. I stay paranoid. I ain't gonna even lie to you. Hey, me and you. I'm with you. I stayed on paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it gives people a different effect too.
Right.
I got a girl that every time she smoked or tried to even take a little hit, she get heart palpitations, so her heart start beating real fast. So
she like
can't
Craig.
Smoke it because it make her heart beat fast.
She like, Craig, can you hear something? Nah, I hear my heart is beating too fast. That's what it's supposed
to
do.
Nah, I mean, she don't get like that, but, yeah, it just make her heart beat fast. See, I ain't never had my heart beat fast, so well, I take that back. I do know how it feels
right,
when your heart beating fast, but it's a different
That's anxiety.
I don't know.
That,
right.
Like I say, that should take you. That should take. I'll be the first to admit that should take me to another world. I'll be like, okay. So I can imagine a crack high.
No, I don't want to imagine that because motherfuckers seem like they have it hard coming back from that shit.
I don't want no parts of that shit. Yeah, see, I think a lot. I be thinking a lot. So I'm thinking like, all right, weed is a depressant. Crack is a stimulant. So I think it's like if you smoke crack,
you
that shit
weed is
just
a depressant?
Yeah, weed is a depressant.
I guess for some people.
Man, I mean, you know what? You right about for some people, but to just, if you had to label it, it would be labeled as a depressant. But I heard people like I would sit there and hear people like, man, I can't function without smoking a blunt. Like, here's my problem. It was one guy came for a job interview. My boss said, can you interview him? I said, yeah, I interview him. I mean, this motherfucker was higher than the cost of living. He lit the whole fucking, like, dog. And I just can't, I said, man, really? You had the blaze before you got here? I got blaze every morning. I said, you do know you got to take a piss test. Oh, shit, I got that covered. Dude, all right. Now, here's the thing. If I'd have hired him, that means he had to work with me. Nah, fuck that. Nope. Because if you drop this goddamn refrigerator on me, No.
So he actually came in the interview and told you.
Came in the interview, hiding. I mean, had the whole fucking office lit the fuck up. Do you understand me?
Wow.
And was looking at me like, I know you ain't tripping. Like, yeah, I am.
I think they just feel like everybody smoke. Everybody do not smoke.
And we got to be square as motherfuckers because we don't smoke.
Right. And first of all, it don't affect everybody the same. Like for me, it puts me to sleep. Man, it calmed me down so good, I be knocked out. That'd be the best sleep I ever had.
Other than that, that's all it do for me. Probably once I finally fall asleep, yeah, I'll probably sleep all day. But until I go to sleep, these motherfuckers trying to kill me, man. I do be
trying to kill me. See, I'm just used to it because I don't know. It depends on the weed, the type of mood it put me in. Sometimes I get lazy. Sometimes I'm active. Sometimes I want to do shit. Sometimes I don't want to do nothing. So, you know, it just depends on the weed, I guess.
And you know what? And here's the thing, like I hear people like, man,
I get high and clean up the whole crib if it's that kind of weed. Or I get high and like, fuck that, I ain't doing shit.
You can't be social if you don't smoke weed. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm just not a social person. And you ain't got no weed? You don't smoke? Yeah, you want to hit this? Nah, I'm cool.
What you mean you can't be social if you don't smoke? I don't want everybody smoking with me, or I don't want to smoke with everybody.
A lot of people feel like that. A lot of people feel like that, right? Hey, Frank says some people get sleepy, some paranoid, some get energy from it. It depends on the weed.
Right.
But what about what about them X pills? That's still something I have never tried. And I said one of these things I'm gonna try just because.
No, I don't want to try. I be scared I'm going to go, I be, for real, I be scared I'm going to go crazy off some shit like that with pills, because see, I ain't lying. Prescription pills was a problem in my, on one side of my family, and I'm scared of pills.
Okay.
You know,
I mean,
what?
That was a problem.
You know, and here's the thing. Now, I used to, what Birdie Mac said, no, I might have sold a couple of them, you know, just back in the day. I might have, I ain't going to say I did or didn't. I don't know. My memory's foggy.
Have you took them?
You know what? Now, I was with my guy, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to try one. And I tried it. I felt
because they, from what
now,
I hear, they make you freak.
Now, here's the thing. Now, they say whatever
energy
you get.
Look, he's stumbling and stuttering and shit.
No, because I'm
feel it.
They trying to say, no, I don't, if you let me finish, I didn't feel like how you were saying, I didn't feel freaky and all that shit. I didn't wasn't rubbing all on myself and all that. Now, I did do something that I normally don't do. I was on the dance floor dancing all night, and I don't normally just go to no club and dance. And I danced all night and shit. Motherfucker, hey, come on, you want to dance? Come on, let's dance. So that was the only thing that I did. Now, my girl say, Didi say, I popped one before, and that motherfucker had me in slow motion and thirsty as hell. I ain't ever drunk so much water in all my life. You know what? They kept telling me, drink water. I wasn't thirsty, though. And it was just like, I'm dancing, I'm sweating. I just felt like I was sweating because I was dancing all night. So I don't know, maybe I had a hot, but everybody keeps saying, oh, you didn't have a good one. Look, I was selling the motherfucker, so apparently they was good to
but damn, you said you didn't know.
Oh, damn.
See? God damn.
Right, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, anyway.
Moving along.
Yeah, right. Moving along. I'm back to my man Frank. Frank said, I think drugs unlock different parts of the mind, even cocaine. God put this hell earth for me and you. That's all, man. He ain't put it in the smoky voice. God put this hell earth for me and you. I mean, I just didn't feel it. I'm being honest with you. I didn't feel it. I didn't know
what to expect, so you didn't think you felt it.
That could be the case. But see, I was like what you said. I was like, shit, you supposed to pop this motherfucker. You supposed to be all horny and just, you know, you're going to be freaky and horny. You're going to do this and that. I probably was like Terry Crews on White Chicks. Probably that dance floor dancing like a motherfucker. I just didn't have a whistle.
I mean, because even the way we ingest drugs have a different effect on you. Because I smoked out of a... I can't think of the name of it, but the one I had, it was some years ago. You had to put this butane in it, and it had a fan on it. And you lit it, and the fan kept the smoke blowing. So I'm expecting the same kind of high from when I smoke a joint, but it affected me totally different.
Now, I heard for women, if y'all pop the pill in your booty, it you do a whole different thing.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that because I don't think
you
I'm
do
going to let you stick no
pill. You put a pill in your ass?
Yeah, you put a pill in your booty. They say it's supposed to get you just In
your ass or in your pussy?
In your ass.
Here we go fucking with the booty hole again.
Hey, that's what I heard.
Don't it absorb fast or something like that?
That's what I heard. It absorbs. Like,
I mean, it could be true because it.
They say a beer bottle, and you pour it in your asshole, they say you'd be drunk like you didn't drunk 6 or 7 beers.
Oh, so y'all remember back some years ago on Facebook when them youngsters was, that's how they was drinking their alcohol and shit, so their parents wouldn't smell it on them. Well, it was pretty much some, no offense, white kids, but that's how they was. Y'all don't remember seeing them videos of them young kids back long? I mean, this, I can't remember. It might have been, I ain't going to even put no time frame on it because I don't remember. But on Facebook, they had videos of, like, white kids taking, like, rubbers and stuff like that and putting alcohol in them, and that's how they were getting drunk. So their parents wouldn't smell the liquor on their breath. They would put the shit in there, and I swear to God, they did have the videos on Facebook back long time ago.
I don't remember that. Marley, damn, man, I ain't even see you.
Oh, that's all right. What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, man, shit. We trying to figure out what's the quickest way to get drunk.
Yeah, put it in your asshole. That's the best way to do it. That's what the white folks do it in my room.
All right, Marley, you got some of them lot lizards over there. Hey, we need to do an experiment. I really want to see that.
You want to see it?
I just want to know if it's really true.
That'd be the only way I'd do
it. I bet you probably could YouTube it. YouTube it and see.
You would have to put it up my ass because I ain't going to drink no beer any other way.
Bend over and poke it out.
They would put Vicks. Remember that damn Robitussin or Vicks 44D? They put it up their ass and they get drunk, you know, because it wasn't alcohol, but it was alcohol.
Right.
Yeah, because they said that. I guess they said there's no filter right there. That's what I heard. And there's no filter right there, so it just goes straight into your bloodstream.
Straight into your bloodstream.
Like if you drinking it, it goes through your stomach, your liver, and all that. But through your ass, there's no filter. It just goes straight into your bloodstream.
Yep.
Like, see, even when you pop a pill, it goes through your stomach and all that. But they say you put it, you stick
you
it in your
booty. You gotta be a true alcoholic to just want to drink in your ass. Just pour it up my ass.
Upside down.
I would not want to be the motherfucker that doing the pour, because if you put that shit back out on me, I'm gonna be mad in the motherfucker. If that shit
be shitty for real.
You damn right.
Shitty beer.
I guess that's the meaning of shitty drunk, huh?
Right. Yeah, man. I'm just saying, that would be me. I would be hot than a motherfucker.
Yeah, you ever see a motherfucker get so drunk, they get happy drunk, and they want to get the kissing on you and shit. Bob. Like, hey, man, I don't like that shit.
Nah, don't.
A man?
You know what? I hate when motherfuckers keep touching me when they drunk. I hate when motherfuckers keep touching me. Why the fuck do you got to get drunk and keep touching me? I hate that.
Mm-mm.
That's the worst fucking drunk.
When you laughing and gotta keep pushing and hitting.
That hitting and all that shit, man. Stop touching me. Now you pissing me off. Well, I mean, shit, if you a woman, that's different. But a man just keep, motherfucker, you crazy. And then want to pull it. You crazy, motherfucker. Man, if you don't let me the fuck go.
Bruh, be sticking like a motherfucker. You got that,
Right.
Man, don't even get me started. Man, if a motherfucker, I can't stand for no motherfucker get in my ear and start rapping. Do not get in my ear and start rapping. Just give me the CD. Let me hit a mixtape.
Yeah.
I got these lines. Listen to this shit. Man, you spitting all in my damn face. Your breath stank. Now my face smell like your fucking stinking ass breath.
I got these bars.
I'm too old for that
you
shit.
You got some bars, all right, motherfucker.
Man, you
need some bars of soap for your breath.
And you know, it's so funny because why do everybody always do that shit when the music is so fucking loud? I can't even hear you.
Right.
Hey, dog, check out this shit. That motherfucker wanna say that I'm crazy and I'm a woman right now. Man, get the fuck out of my face.
It was like, hey, man, ain't no beat behind this shit you talking about.
Right, ain't no beat. No. And then they point in your face like, you the motherfucker they beefing with. Man, you don't move. I'm finna fuck you up. I promise you I'm finna beat your ass. Now you and him in the club fighting. Fuck they fighting for? Man, all this just went. He can spit all right here. I got a beard, man. That shit gonna be in my beard.
Oh, shit.
Motherfucker. Nah, seriously. Y'all know that shit to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know. They see it. They see it.
Molly, what you drinking on tonight?
She ain't nothing. The water. I wish I was drinking.
Got my little concoction right here.
You wish you was drinking on what?
I wish I was drinking on something. You know me, I don't drink good drinks.
I don't even like what is going with Marley. I wish I was drinking on
having
something.
I was drinking on the Seagram's gin and damn lemon berry Kool-Aid mix.
Damn, Marley, you're going hard shit right there.
It'd be some real. You just make what the hell you find the house, you know? You know,
God damn, Marley.
Seagram's always there.
Marley, I ain't had no Seagram's gin and I don't know how long.
Yeah, that's the gin nobody wants, Seagram's.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank, we already talked about Derrick Jackson. We talked about that old fuck-ass motherfucker. He old fuck-ass motherfucker.
You know what, though? It's funny to me how you want to scream for a trade, and now all of a sudden all these damn females talking about, oh, yeah, he forced me to suck his dick. What women you fucking, what kind of women you fucking with? I can't force no woman to suck my damn dick.
But who are you talking about, Mom?
Deshaun Watson. All those women.
Oh,
got all of them.
Oh, I forgot all about
them,
that.
A few of them was talking about, well, he forced me to suck his dick. What kind of women you messing around with? Because I ain't never forced him to suck. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I done tried.
Because that'd be some, I'm a woman, but this, that'd be that bullshit.
Yeah.
Suck
my dick.
And I'm a woman. This shit just getting ridiculous.
Well, he got
I'm a woman,
got
and this shit getting ridiculous.
Oh,
what
he got money?
Who is that? Yeah, he's a football player. But we talking about Derrick Jackson.
Yeah.
We talking about the dude that wrote the book, the motivational book and all that shit. Like Frank said, lying-ass Mr. Faithful nigga that always bashing men.
Yeah, that was my thing with dude, man.
I mean, he just bashed men so fucking bad. But then you doing the same. That's the part that's killing me. Is like, you did the same shit that you was bashing about repeatedly.
And
the only reason you said something is because you got caught. That's what I say, man. I'm a keep it. Hey, for real, I'm just not no type. I'm not no type of motherfucker that's going to listen to a motherfucker. Ain't no motherfucker going to tell me about my significant other. Nobody can. That motherfucker can aggravate me, piss me off, make me want to choke the fuck out of. But a motherfucker not going to sit here and tell me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand how people listen. Because here's my thing. The most motherfucking, the most miserable motherfuckers in the world is the ones that always want to give advice.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And I don't understand how a lot of, and I'm going to be real with you, y'all probably disagree with me, but I don't understand how a lot of y'all women listen to y'all fucking friends. I don't.
Yeah, don't listen to the motherfucker that's fucking hurting single all the fucking time.
Right.
Don't listen to that bitch.
Man, and here's the thing, and ladies, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of, like, men, and I made the statement earlier, like I stated at the time. I mean, like I said, no disrespect, but I'm not going to listen to Timer for no advice. And Janine, you heard it. You heard what he said. Well, you should listen to me. No, I shouldn't listen to you. I shouldn't listen to you for advice. I mean, don't get me wrong.
If you
I'm
got bad
like temper
on some shit, yeah.
Dude, you been through two divorces. What the fuck am I listening to you for? And I mean, not to say it like that, you know. But I mean, shit, he tried to find, like I told him, you move hastily, you go too fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure the advice that you're giving me is because you just this registered in your mind and that's the first thing you thought, or you sat down and thought about it. So I have to take into consideration shit like that, you know. And women, I be like, motherfucker, a woman. And here it is. I don't give a fuck if it's your mama, your sister, your cousin, your aunt, your best friend, shit, your kids, whoever. A motherfucker, I mean, you just got to look at a motherfucker and say, all right, how much good advice can you really give me? You know, it, like right now, it might fit our situation, what you saying. Yeah, because, you know, he going to do this, and he going to act like that, and he going to be this, he going to be that. But that might fit our situation at that moment. But shit, this is her everyday life. This not your everyday life. This not my everyday life. You know what I'm saying? What he might say may fit me for that moment, but that's not my everyday life. So if that's not my everyday life, why am I listening to a motherfucker who feel like this every day? Just my little thought.
they all told that I don't believe shit. I'm like, I'm more of a person that I got to see the shit in action and examples of the shit, because you tell me to be lying so damn much on these shit, you know, I don't know if you're telling me the fucking truth or not.
Man, look here, I'm going to tell you like this. Like, dude, man, like, I guess I'm just not that trustworthy person. I don't believe that everybody got my best intent. Because, shit, the same shit where a motherfucker telling me, man, you need to leave her alone, you know, or just go do your own thing. And then, like, man, you drive past this car, park right in front of the house. What the fuck you doing here?
Trying to get your broad. Yes. Trying to get your broad.
But I just don't believe, no. Can't no man tell me, you ain't been intimate with my woman. You ain't never looked in my woman's eyes. And if you have, it's a fucking problem.
Uh-huh.
You ain't looked in her eyes and her. She's never told. You know what I'm saying? She's never told you she loved you. She's never told you. She's never. You know what I'm saying? Did this, that, or the other for you? So how the fuck can you tell? Can you make that assumption?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And that's what I think. A lot of people don't look at that,
never,
man. Go ahead,
Mark. But since you never had no thumb up her ass the way I did, so I know for most vulnerable times, shit.
This goddamn Marley. You know what? On that note, we can get the fuck out of here. Like, you ain't never had no thumb up her ass, man. You know. Goddamn. T, where you at, T?
Who you say?
T, what, you got thumb up your ass, T? You
got thumb up your ass, T?
Hell no. I told you this is an exit and not an entrance.
All right, you got any last words for us, T?
Have a good night. All right,
I am. I see you got a thumb up there.
All right,
Marley, what you got for me, man? Another show.
Another show. I'm going to get off work, put my thumb on my ass, too. Make them phone in the morning.
All right, that's what's up. Today, what's happening?
I'm good talking with y'all. I'll be here next week.
That's what's up. All right, check us out, man. SinCityRadioShow.org. We still got the website, y'all. We still got the website dropping. SinCityRadioShow.org. We still got Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Sin City the cartoon. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ever want to go check out Sin City the movie, CatZone.com. Check it out. Y'all need to get on that shit. I should have played my commercial, but I'm going to play it next week. But check all this out. Check us out on everything that we're doing. And y'all know what? We finna get the fuck out of here. I ain't finna do all that other shit. We the fuck out of here, y'all. Bye.